to the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast, an audio resource that encourages biblical thinking for biblical living as we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. And now, here's your host, Pastor Thomas Overmiller.
Welcome to episode 135 of the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast. This is Pastor Thomas Overmiller, and we are talking in this episode about shining the light of God through good works to the world. The New Testament uses a special and important illustration to describe your relationship to the unbelieving world. The believer is a light, shining the goodness and truth of God into a world blinded by spiritual darkness. We know, of course, that Jesus is the light of the world. John 8:12 teaches us this, but Jesus chooses to shine his light through people like you and me. To us, he said, "You are the light of the world," Matthew 5:14. Paul later repeated this analogy when he said, "You shine as lights in the world," Philippians 2:15. With this illustration in mind, pause with me to consider what it means to shine as lights in the world. There are three things that this means, at least, and I'd like to just list them out and then go back and talk about them briefly. This matter of being a light in the world means that we should live in a visible way. We should appeal to anyone, and we should do good things. So we should live visible, appeal to anyone, and do good things. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, that we are the light of the world. Jesus goes on to say that we are a city, and a city that is set on a hill is not one that can be hidden. Then he goes on in the next verse, verse 15, to say that we're like an oil lamp in a house, and we shouldn't cover our lamp with a basket. Both of these illustrations emphasize visibility. As you know, Jesus spoke these words in the first century A.D., long before Thomas Edison invented electric lighting. Therefore, darkness ruled after the sunset in the evening. To counteract this darkness, people burned oil lamps to give them light inside their homes, and people traveling between cities looked ahead to see the closest city near them. The lights in the homes caused the city to glow against the backdrop of the night sky. This special glowing effect guided nighttime travelers in their journey. By using this illustration, or both of these illustrations, Jesus teaches you to live in a visible way. You should not live a secretive or reclusive lifestyle because no one lights a lamp and hides it under a bushel basket. Instead, you should get out into the world where you can be around the people who need God. They need to see you. They need to be with you. They need to be in regular contact with your life. But if you spend the majority of your time at home in private and with friends at church, then you will fail to shine as lights to the world. You will hide your light under a basket. Are you in regular contact with unbelievers? Are you making regular choices to go where they go and to be where they are? As a believer, you should not participate with unbelievers when they are engaged in idol worship or in certain excessive and reckless behaviors. To study that more, you can look at 1 Peter 4, verses 3 through 4. But there is so much more that you can do. Don't let your careful Christian living prevent you from practicing a visible Christian life. Not only do you need to live visible, you need to appeal to anyone. As a light to the world, you should also be able to appeal to anyone in the world. Jesus describes this as giving light to all who are in the house. The city on the hill, likewise, shines indiscriminately to anyone on the horizon. Anyone. Anyone. Furthermore, Paul describes believers as being lights in the world using a word that means stars. And you will agree with me when I say that stars shine without discrimination to anyone on the planet. As you learn to make choices that place you around unbelievers who need God, consider whether you are being a light to anyone or only to certain kinds of people. As you know, Jesus interacted with all kinds of people, men and ladies, boys and girls, rich and poor, upstanding and repulsive, religious and non-religious, and people from any ethnic background. By doing this, he showed us what it means to be light to all who are in the house and to the world. Are you shining God's light to all kinds of people? Are you finding ways to interact with the many kinds of people who live in your community, broken, hurting, and sinful, though they may be? Are you overlooking or neglecting some people who need God? So we should live visible, appeal to anyone, and we should do good things. As a light to the world, you should also learn to do all kinds of good things. In fact, Jesus presents your good works as the way to shine your light into the world. This is a fascinating observation because we generally associate shining our light with verbal evangelism. But doing good things does not displace speaking the good news about Jesus. Paul makes it clear that by shining as lights in the world, we should be giving unrelenting attention to the word of life, Philippians 2:16. So then, doing good works and speaking the good news are not two things in competition. They are in harmony with one another, and they need one another to be effective. Knowing this, these two things need to be happening in your life. But what is a good work? A good work is any act or behavior that is good. It is doing kind and loving things on a voluntary basis. A believer who lives this way reveals the good and loving nature of God to the world. By demonstrating the goodness of God through your actions and lifestyle, you will do more than just be a good person. People need to see a believer who does more than just stay out of trouble. They need to see a believer who takes action to help resolve their trouble, too. As you learn to live this way, be sure to do so from a heart of genuine love. Good works are not just a means or a mechanism to guarantee evangelistic results. They are the result of genuine care, regardless of the eventual outcome. Do good works because it is in the good nature of God to do so. It really is that simple. Your life is God's special window to people who need to see His goodness. If you only say what God says but never act as God acts, then people will not see God as clearly as they might, and your light will be obscured. Live visible, appeal to anyone, and do good things. If you live this way, then all people around you will see the goodness of God, and opportunities to share the good news about Jesus will blossom.
This has been another edition of the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ enable you to devote your heart and mind to biblical thinking for biblical living. Thank you for listening.